Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin, Price. Nice Wednesday afternoon. Austin will be checking out that weather here in just a second. But I just want to remind folks, Brian Sanderson, winner of those FSU Alabama football tickets last hour. So if you want to win your share of those tickets, it's continuing all week long. All you have to do is go to the app site, News Radio Pensacola. Get it right. That's exactly how you're going to find it.
Yeah, News Radio Pensacola.
And then the page will pop up. That's your registration page for the contest. And then at 5:15, Austin will announce the winner.
Yeah, you can enter your name on any weekday of this week between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. As Chris said, we will announce the winner at 5:15 every afternoon. And yes, Brian Sanderson, I have reached out to you. So if you're listening right now and you're like, you know, did I win yet? Yes, you did, sir. And I've got an email sent your way already.
Okay. Congratulations, Brian. Good stuff, because those tickets are hard to come by. It's a sold out
and expensive.
Yeah. What's not expensive in sports today?
There you go.
All right. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and check out the three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Downtown parking just got a little bit cheaper. This fall, the city will roll out a new parking permit system, offering a 50% discount for residents at a $10 monthly pass for seniors, which allows them to park in any city-owned space. Mayor Reeve says the program is a way to make parking more affordable for locals. The city confirmed a program launch on October 1st for both the residential discount and the senior permits.
Number two.
And following incidents of alleged inappropriate activity involving Central School student athletes, Santa Rosa IT specialist Keith Elliott now faces termination. He's accused of attending multiple girls' volleyball practices in the school's gymnasium after he had previously been reprimanded and placed on probation for having unacceptable communication with the players.
Number three.
All right. The National Hurricane Center tracking three tropical waves in the Atlantic Basin, including one in the Caribbean. NHC forecasters confirming there is a low chance for tropical development near the U.S. coast or in the Gulf over the Labor Day weekend. Remember, the busiest period of hurricane season will last through mid-October, with the peak arriving in just weeks here, September 10th.
All right. With us already kind of knocking on the door of 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. And I don't mind ripping off this Band-Aid a few seconds early because there's not much to report on the roads here. We do have an accident report on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, approaching Highway 87. It hasn't been giving us much issues for too long, but nonetheless, there is still some backups there, and it's your worst looking spot on the roads right now. So outside of that, there's not much that's holding you up. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like today was. It's going to have a high of 91, low of 73. But once Friday and the weekend rolls around, we're going to have some rainfall chances coming in, and because of that, we're going to see the highs drop a tad.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
SUA's Board of Directors approving a 3% rate increase on Tuesday. Executive Director Bruce Woody.
We are a public entity, so we don't have a profit motive. We don't sell stocks and pay dividends and those sorts of things. Our goal is to provide efficient service at the lowest cost we can. However, as costs go up for us, cost of chemicals, cost of benefits for employees and things like that, we do have to adjust rates periodically.
Well, Woody says for a typical user, the increase translates into just under $3 per month.
All right, and a 56-year-old woman from Holt has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up the Sandy Santing Mazda dealership. Kellyanne Bolton was taken into custody back on July 31st in Okaloosa County and extradited to Escambia County Jail the following day, facing charges of making an electronic threat to conduct a mass shooting. The incident happened back in June when an employee was attempting to collect insurance information for a vehicle that Bolton and her daughter had purchased. Frustrated, Bolton sent a threatening text to the dealership's sales phone. Bolton denied making the threat, though, and claimed she does not own a gun. gun. However, phone records linked her to the message, and she was released from jail earlier this month after posting a $7,500 bond. She's pleaded not guilty and is due back in court in November.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
To ensure safer Florida roads during the Labor Day holiday weekend, AAA is activating its Toad to Go program. Starts Friday around 6. It'll wrap it up Tuesday morning around 6 a.m. Program provides free confidential rides for impaired drivers and their vehicles. This is within a 10-mile radius. AAA officials say Toad to Go should only be used as a last resort when no other safe transportation options are available.
Yeah, don't be taking advantage of that. Also, Rick Scott wants to see how California is spending its FEMA money. Senator Scott announced yesterday he sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. In the letter, Scott requests transparency on funding allocated to California over the past decade. He says that while California has received ample federal funds for wildfire management, repression, and response, these funds do not appear to have been used wisely or appropriately.
The Florida Department of Transportation cracking down on decorated crosswalks. Here's the latest from Fox 35's WOFL down in Orlando's Kelsey Carnes.
The yellow, black, and white could be a thing of the past, and it's all a part of this statewide effort to crack down on the street art. But this is a really big part of the Daytona International Speedway. Now, FDOT has flagged hundreds of locations across the state with all kinds of street art. Now, we first started telling you about the crosswalks being painted over last week when FDOT painted over that rainbow crosswalk near the Pulse nightclub site in Orlando. Speedway officials did confirm that FDOT will be painting over the crosswalk.
And opponents of a proposed rate settlement by FPL have introduced a counterproposal aimed at reducing potential rate increases over the next 4 years. This new proposal, filed by the State Office of Public Counsel and four other groups, was quickly criticized by FPL. No surprise there. The situation sets the stage for a contentious hearing scheduled for October at the Florida Public Service Commission concerning a rate case involving billions of dollars.
618 News Radio 92.3. Republicans in the White House and Congress are facing some divide over H-1B visas for foreign workers, with some arguing that these visas are taking opportunities away from American workers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, well, the program has allowed companies to, what they call, game the system. Here you go.
You have some of these companies that are laying off large numbers of Americans while they're also getting new H-1Bs and renewing H-1Bs.
And lastly, here, a woman from Hillsborough County, one of two church leaders who are facing charges in a nationwide forced labor and money laundering scheme. Michelle Brannon was arrested near Tampa while David Taylor was taken into custody in North Carolina. They're accused of using forced labor to solicit tens of millions of dollars in donations for the Kingdom of God Global Church. The funds were allegedly used to buy expensive cars and properties. 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people. Because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
A federal whistleblower says the Social Security data for hundreds of millions of Americans could currently be at risk. Something to be concerned about this afternoon. Here's Goodell Scott.
Charles Borges, who was the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, said the data was uploaded by officials with the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. He warns if that data is released accidentally or criminally, health diagnoses, income data, and other private information could be accessible. The SSA argues that sensitive data is protected in storage, guarded from internet access. Borges says he told his bosses he felt the DOGE upload happened because of an abuse of authority threatening public health and safety. House and Senate oversight leaders have been made aware of the complaint. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. Yes, we're watching that money today. Stocks ending up. Good day today on the markets. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
Stocks finishing higher with the S&P 500 notching its 19th record close of the year as investors eagerly await chipmaker NVIDIA's earnings report after today's closing bell. The world's most valuable company's results will be a test for the AI-driven bull market that has pushed stocks higher this year. NVIDIA shares finished slightly lower today. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Microsoft, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Honeywell, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 147 points, the Nasdaq higher by 46, S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625 Austin Price. Take a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for your weather, going to be sitting at around 86 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, similar to what we had today. But come Friday and heading into your weekend, rainfall chances are going to come in, which is going to kill the highs a little bit.
Okay, the Health and Human Services Department has issued a warning to 40 states stating that they may lose federal funding over gender ideology. Dan Springer has the latest from Seattle.
Sex education classes across the U.S. might be in store for some major changes. Today, the Trump administration is warning 40 states and six territories that they will lose their federal sex education funding in 60 days unless they remove all lessons on gender ideology. Federal law says sex ed curriculums, which are supposed to be aimed at reducing teen pregnancies and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, must be medically accurate and age appropriate. The Administration for Children and Families, a division of Health and Human Services, found numerous examples of what it calls indoctrination. In Washington State, kindergartners are given a gender jamboree lesson. The objective is to have kids identify their own gender and name at least three gender identities.
And the U.S. is slapping 50% tariffs on Indian imports as punishment for buying Russian oil. The tax on imports from India went into effect today. The U.S. and India have yet to reach a trade agreement, and President Trump has been insisting that India stop buying Russian oil while negotiations are underway to end the war in Ukraine.
Cracker Barrel scrapping its new logo after intense backlash from customers and investors. Even President Trump getting in and weighing in on the decision to bring back the old design. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
So here's the West Wing angle about Cracker Barrel coming overnight from the Deputy Chief of Staff, Taylor Budowicz. He says, I appreciated the call earlier this evening with Cracker Barrel. They thanked President Trump for weighing in on the issue of the iconic original logo. They wanted the president to know that they heard him, along with customer response, the ultimate pull. The president himself says, congratulations, Cracker Barrel, on changing your logo back to what it was. All of your fans very much appreciate it. Good luck into the future. Make lots of money, and most importantly, make your customers happy again. Investors seem to like it. After hours, the stock, Cracker Barrel stock, was up 7%.
In California, authorities say injuries from parental abuse likely caused the death of a missing 7-year-old. The Riverside County District Attorney's Office charged Jake and Rebecca Haro with the murder of Emmanuel Haro. Investigators believe he was killed between August 5th and the day his parents reported him missing on the 14th, when Rebecca said he was kidnapped in a parking lot.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 627 News Radio 92.3. President Trump considering taking a financial stake in defense contractors. Max Gordon has more from Washington.
There appears to be some disagreement in the administration over this issue. Yesterday, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick hinted that this could be a strong possibility. But then this morning, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessin had this to say on Mornings with Maria.
I don't know if we need to take stakes in defense companies. We'll see whether the defense companies are fulfilling their mission in terms of providing adequate and timely deliveries for the U.S. military.
Meanwhile, the U.S. recently acquired a $10 billion equity stake in chip manufacturer Intel in exchange for grant money.
Okay, a trans killer in Minneapolis has taken the lives of 2 children, injured 17 others. Yeah, it was terror striking a Catholic school filled with children in Minneapolis early this morning. Here's Jeff Manasso.
There are no words that can capture the horror and the evil of this unspeakable act.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, 2 school children are dead, 17 hurt, some critically, after a person armed with 3 weapons opened fire from outside church windows onto a morning mass at Annunciation Catholic School and church.
The coward who fired these shots ultimately took his own life in the rear of the church.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara of the area closed to the public. Local state police and federal agencies on scene as the investigation begins into that now dead suspect, with a search of multiple locations underway. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, don't forget, Scambia Animal Welfare offering free adoptions for all dogs and cats ages 1 and older through August 30th. Take care of that. Take home a furry friend this afternoon. They're located over in Fairfield Drive, 200 Fairfield Drive. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Horror at the Church of the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis today as a shooter opens fire. 2 children aged 8 and 10 were killed, 14 more injured, with several in critical condition. 3 adults described as parishioners in their 80s were also shot.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports the shooter has been identified as Robin Westman.
Court records from Dakota County, Minnesota show a then 17-year-old called Robert Westman was granted a name change to Robin in 2020, with the court writing, quote, minor child identifies as a female.
Westman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. After less than a month on the job, Dr. Susan Menares is no longer director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That announcement made today. No official reason given. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Even after losing Heisman Trophy runner Bastian Gentile to the NFL, I still expect the Boise State Broncos to make the college football playoff this season. Spencer Danielson is a young, up-and-coming head coach. Maddox Mattson seems ready for more to be put in his plate this season as QB1. Cage Casey could be a first-round pick anchoring the Broncos' offensive line. And Jaden Virgin Morgan is one of the most underrated players in the country and last year registered 10 sacks and 16 tackles for loss. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Up to $100 in bonus rewards available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
In a world of parks for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Bruce Woody from the ECUA about the rate increase that the board approved. We also talked with Mayor Reeves about the continuing drama over the A Street mural and the proposed inland port expansion. President Trump calls for capital punishment in the Capitol. Cracker Barrel repents. Travis and Taylor get engaged. In an extremely high-profile case in Santa Rosa County involving a concerned dad, use of a gun, and Uber and his daughter. You can listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, downtown parking just got a lot cheaper. This fall, the city will roll out a new parking permit system that offers a 50% discount for residents and a $10 monthly pass for seniors, which allows them to park in any city-owned space. Mayor Reeves says the program is a way to make parking more affordable for locals. The city confirmed a program launch on October 1st for both the resident discount and the senior permits.
Number two.
Following incidents of alleged inappropriate activity involving Central School student athletes, Santa Rosa IT specialist Keith Elliott now faces termination. He's accused of attending multiple girls' volleyball practices in the school's gymnasium after he had previously been reprimanded and placed on probation for having unacceptable communications with those players.
Number three.
And the National Hurricane Center is tracking three tropical waves in the Atlantic Basin, including one in the Caribbean. NHC forecasters confirmed there's a low chance for tropical development near the U.S. coast or in the Gulf over the Labor Day weekend. Remember, the busiest period of hurricane season will last through mid-October, with the peak arriving September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola ending that pilot program with VO scooters. Mayor Reeves saying about half of respondents in a recent survey said they wanted those scooters removed. Some respondents said they've seen people using them inappropriately. Here's Mayor Reeves.
But I leave it open. Listen, I love the idea of manual bikes downtown, a bike share like that. I love multimodal aspects, as you know, Andrew. Yep. We're investing in so many of them, the built environment. But the bottom line is this is not functioning as is. And we were so far in a delta of what their expectations are and what ours are.
Okay, Pensacola's contract with VO runs through October, and after that, the scooters will be gone.
All right, and the Milton father that held an Uber driver at gunpoint last year was found not guilty by a jury yesterday. 54-year-old Dr. Sean Hollenbeck was acquitted on false imprisonment and aggravated assault with a weapon charges. Hollenbeck reportedly held an Uber driver at gunpoint after his daughter was dropped off at home, but he had previously thought she was missing. Defense attorneys argued that he was making a citizen's arrest during the incident. That was a claim that the judge rejected. Hollenbeck says the acquittal isn't the end, though. He's now seeking an apology from law enforcement for being arrested.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Just call them the Comeback Kids.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Tie game, last of the night. 2-0 to Nimmo. And Brandon slashes it, beats it.
The New York Mets over the Phillies 6-5 on SNY after the Mets blew a 5-2 lead. The Amazons lead the Reds by 3.5 games for the final wild card spot in the National League. The Mets have won 9 straight games at home against their rivals from the city of brotherly love. Speaking of the Reds, they fall to Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers 6-3 at Chavez Ravine. Kershaw ends the month of August with a record of 5-0. New York's other team, the Yankees, they were 5-1 winners over the Washington Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton put on a show, flexing his muscles. He just missed a grand slam, so he settled for a 3-run double. Then he launched a 2-run homer to account for all 5 New York runs. Meanwhile, the Red Sox cruised over the Orioles 5-0. The Brewers, with the best record in baseball, well, very good reason for that. They scored their 10th walk-off win of the season, 9-8 over the Diamondbacks. Isaac Collins with a game-winning sac fly for the Brew Crew. The AL-leading Tigers, they fall in 10 innings to the lowly Athletics, 7-6. Other winners, Braves, Guardians, Twins, Royals, Pirates, Rangers, Rockies, Padres, and Giants. Coco Gauff survived at the U.S. Open, but she struggled again with her serve. 10 more double faults for Coco. From the WNBA, Alyssa Thomas led the Phoenix Mercury over the Sparks 92-84. Her single-season record, 7th triple-double of the season. She broke the record previously held. Well, you guessed it, Alyssa Thomas. Meanwhile, the Fever beat the Storm. And you can download the Fox Sports Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Baltimore Ravens are signing safety Kyle Hamilton to the largest contract ever for the position. The team announced that Hamilton is signing a 4-year deal worth more than $100 million. The 2-time Pro Bowler's deal includes $82 million fully guaranteed. Hamilton becomes the highest-paid safety in NFL history, as well as the highest-paid non-quarterback in the team's history. The extension comes after the Ravens picked up the 24-year-old's fifth-year option as a former first-round draft pick.
ESPN has announced who will be on the call for Saturday's showdown in Tallahassee between Alabama and Florida State. The broadcast crew will be Joe Testatore and Jesse Palmer.
Gator guy.
Yeah. He also does the rooms to go furniture store.
Didn't he do bachelor stuff? That guy's everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, making the bucks, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah, follow the money.
So we're talking about the FSU Alabama game. Let's go ahead and pull this in. Yeah. Because you can win tickets to that sold out game. We have them for you here on News Radio 92.3 in the afternoons. 5:15, we announce the winners. But you can start going in and registering 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. News Radio Pensacola, that's the app name you go to.
Yes.
Make sure you get it right. The page will come up. That is your registration page. Fill it out, submit it, and then hold on and listen for Austin to announce your name at 5:15 on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and today's winner was Brian Sanderson. I have reached out to him, so congratulations, Brian. If you're listening, I have an email in your inbox ready to go. To get in touch with me whenever. That's another thing we're going to tell winners. We do want to stress this. Haven't had any problems with it so far, thankfully. But, yeah, if you hear that you have won or you think you may have won, check your inbox because that's when I'm going to get in touch with you. I'm going to get in touch with you right when we announce the winner.
There you go. Hey, the final six golfers for the U.S. Ryder Cup team have been announced. This is exciting. Frank Lanza has the report on News Radio 92.3.
Keegan Bradley naming Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Burns as his six captain's picks for Team USA. Bradley deciding against becoming the event's first playing captain since Arnold Palmer back in 1963.
It just broke my heart not to play. Really did. Because, you know, you work forever to make these teams. But ultimately, I was chosen to do a job. I was chosen to be the captain of this team.
The Ryder Cup will be played at the famed Bethpage Black Golf Course on New York's Long Island from September 26th through the 28th. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the controversial drug ivermectin may soon be available in Texas without a prescription. A bill that would make it more easily available was passed today in the state house. It was pushed by State Representative Joanne Schaffner. Ivermectin came into the spotlight during COVID when some claimed that it prevented infections, though that's been disputed in a number of high-quality trials. If passed, it would be treated like cold and flu drugs, which are sold at the pharmacy.
Okay, OpenAI is being sued by parents who say ChatGPT encouraged their son to take his own life. Here's Todd Pirro with the report.
16-year-old Adam Rain died by suicide back in April. His parents, Matt and Maria, filing a lawsuit in California Superior Court on Tuesday, accusing OpenAI's chatbot, ChatGPT, of encouraging Adam to take his life. In the lawsuit, the family claims that, quote, ChatGPT became the teenager's closest confidant, adding that it, quote, actively helped Adam explore suicide methods. And despite acknowledging Adam's suicide attempt and his statement that he would do it one of these days, ChatGPT neither terminated the session nor initiated any emergency protocol.
And a new study shows the benefits of using new AI technology to help manage type 2 diabetes. Dr. Kevin Pantaloni led the research at the Cleveland Clinic and says the technology is linked to an app on the cell phone and tracks in real time someone's blood sugar, weight, blood pressure, and physical activity. Based on that information, the app will recommend food choices and exercises. The study shows most who used the technology after 12 months were able to reach better numbers and lose weight.
Contracting COVID can leave you exposed to other diseases. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
Caught COVID and thought getting over symptoms was the worst of it? Research suggests an infection could increase your risk of other sinus issues as well. A study says getting sick with COVID-19 might boost a person's risk of developing asthma, seasonal allergies, and long-lasting sinus problems. Researchers compared over 900,000 people who'd been infected with COVID with more than 4.4 million people who'd been neither infected nor vaccinated. They found COVID patients had a 66% higher risk of developing asthma, a 74% higher risk of chronic sinus inflammation, and a 27% increased risk of hay fever. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yep, that's just what I do. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for very long. Map looking pretty clear here. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow going to be similar to today. Sunny, mostly clear, high of 91, low of 73. But Friday's where things get interesting because starting then and heading into your weekend, we got some rainfall chances that are going to greatly affect the highs. Let's see. Friday's high currently sitting at 88. Saturday is only at 85.
646 News Radio 92.3. Flooding risk for the west and the south as temperatures cool across the country except in the northwest. Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Scattered showers and storms will bring the risk of heavy rain and flooding for parts of the west, including the southwest, Great Basin, and then spreading into the Rockies, Plains, and Gulf Coast through Friday. There's also the risk of flash flooding for sections of the Mid-South. Meanwhile, above-average temperatures persist for the Northwest, while below-average temperatures are the big story for the rest of the country. Details at foxweather.com. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump wants your kids to learn to use artificial intelligence to help solve problems. Here you go. Evan Brown has the story.
The White House announces the presidential AI challenge to American kids, encouraging them to use AI tech to solve challenges in their communities. The goal is to foster an understanding by kids of using AI productively and to do so in a way that is supervised by educators. There are categories based on age and grade level. Registration is open now through December, with state, regional, and national winners to be announced throughout next year. Rules, a challenge guidebook, and sample project ideas can be found at AI.gov. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Demand for artificial intelligence infrastructure shows no sign of fading. That's clear from NVIDIA's quarterly results out after today's market close. The chip giant's data center revenue soared 56% from a year ago, and both earnings and total revenue slightly beat analysts' expectations. Net income up a sharp 59% year over year. Despite the generally positive numbers, NVIDIA shares are down 2.5% in extended trading. Shares of Five Below are higher in late trading. This after the discount retailer posted better-than-expected quarterly results and issued robust guidance for the remainder of the year. Comparable store sales were up nearly 12.5% in the latest quarter. In regular Wednesday trading activity, stocks pushed higher. The Dow Industrials added 147 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 45, and the S&P 500, with a 15-point rise, earned a fresh closing high. U.S. oil prices rebounded today. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, nearly a dozen FBI whistleblowers reached settlements with the Justice Department on Tuesday. Carmen Roberts has more on the story for us.
The Justice Department agrees to lump sum payments for 10 FBI whistleblowers who reported what they believed was political weaponization within the Bureau. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley praised the decision, saying the whistleblowers faced severe financial and emotional hardship due to retaliation from the Biden administration. The whistleblowers, represented by the legal nonprofit Empower Oversight, had detailed alleged targeting and reprisals in a March letter to the FBI seeking to resolve the issue amicably. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And thousands of Ford vehicles are set to be affected by a recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 100,000 F-150 pickups are being recalled because the rear axle hub bolt may fatigue and break, which can result in damage to the axle hub splines and increase the risk of crash. Dealers are expected to replace the left and right rear axle shaft assemblies free of charge.
Well, Elon Musk is smiling this afternoon. SpaceX Starship deploys its first mock satellites into space after a series of setbacks. Christian Goodman has more on News Radio 92.3.
SpaceX launching its massive Starship rocket into space.
We have liftoff.
Cheers heard throughout the mission as the Super Heavy rocket booster splashed down in the Gulf and as Starship deployed its simulated or mock Starlink satellites into orbit, making its way back to Earth.
There's a splashdown.
Oh, splashing down in the Indian Ocean. The flight comes after the company called off two earlier launches this week over ground system issues and weather. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Labor Day weekend gas prices expected to be the lowest since 2020. According to an analysis from Gas Buddy, the projected cost of fuel will be $3.15 a gallon, marking the cheapest summer for gas prices since the pandemic. The company's head of petroleum says he is optimistic that as cooler weather invades, gas prices too will seasonally cool off. Despite price drops, gas prices in nearly half of all states have risen in the last month due to localized refinery outages.
Well, the Trump administration is considering buying stakes in other American companies, just like it did with Intel, which was announced this week, of course. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said in an interview that after taking a stake in Intel, the U.S. government is having monstrous discussions about taking stakes in defense companies. Lutnick said Lockheed Martin gets most of its money from U.S. taxpayers already. During Tuesday's cabinet meeting, Lutnick defended the Intel deal, saying the president just turned CHIPS Act money and a grant into a government stake.
If you give someone $11 billion, who's just building in America, they're not doing something special, they're building in America. And their CEO told the president he didn't need the grant. And you said, well, then why don't we get something for it?
Now, as for Lockheed Martin, they said in a statement simply they are continuing a strong working relationship with the president and his administration. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Disney is suing Dish Network over several new packages offered by Sling TV. The internet TV service recently introduced passes that allow customers to pay for a week, weekend, or even a single day of live TV. According to multiple reports, Disney is now suing Dish Network, which owns Sling, claiming this violates Disney's programming distribution agreements. Just about 6:52 here, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into this Wednesday night, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Oh, 5. Heads up, Pensacola. We're just rocking it this afternoon. Austin Price cranking it up. Looking at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Nice song.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's basically the same. It's been every hour. Don't have anything going on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups or if you may be, hopefully they shouldn't hold you up for long. And thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 71 tonight. It's going to be sunny, mostly clear tomorrow, just like it was today. High of 91, low of 73. But once we get into Friday and the weekend, we're going to see some rainfall chances come in, and we're going to see highs fall as low as 85.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, the Venice Film Fest opens today. Tanya J. Powers has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Film lovers attending the Venice Film Festival are getting an early look at movies that could show up on Oscar shortlists next year. Those getting early buzz include Jay Kelly, starring George Clooney, Adam Sandler, and Laura Dern, After the Hunt with Andrew Garfield and Julia Roberts, and Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. The festival, which runs through September 6th, could generate some headlines, and not just for its films. Last weekend, hundreds of Italian filmmakers and artists signed an open letter calling on the festival to, quote, take a clear stand against what they describe as genocide and ethnic cleansing by the Israeli government in Gaza. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And rapper Cardi B taking to stand in a civil trial relating to a lawsuit filed by a former security guard. According to the Bodak Yellow rapper, the 2018 incident between her and a security guard at a Beverly Hills obstetrician's office started when Amani Ellis began following her and recording on a smartphone. Ellis claims Cardi swung at her while the rapper pushed back, noting the size difference between the two women. Cardi B maintains the exchange, while laced with profanity and name-calling, did not escalate to physical contact.
Well, comedian Adam Sandler, during the Saturday Night Live anniversary special, performed an original track titled 50 Years. Hmm. But there was one line in that song had listeners saying it was very controversial. Michelle Polino explains.
Adam Sandler is addressing a controversial line from his SNL 50 song. The 58-year-old sang 50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic. Asked by Vulture if he had someone in mind, Sandler said whoever wants to grab that one, it's up to them. I can't say a specific because, sadly, there's been a few. Kanye West did respond to Sandler's performance in February in a now-deleted post on X, writing, Adam Sandler, thank you for the love. The rapper posted multiple anti-Semitic posts on X earlier that month. Sandler, when asked if there was something more he wanted to say, added, we had some extra, but we knew there was only so much time. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You know, I don't know anything about Adam Sandler's political views, nor do I care, but he's a random person. But I will just say this, Kanye West given the stamp of approval, I doubt that's what Adam wanted. Scientists say that they found a bright orange shark in the waters off Costa Rica last year, the first time a shark that color has ever been recorded. The researchers published pictures of the nurse shark this month in the journal Marine Biodiversity. The shark's skin is the result of a rare genetic condition. Nurse sharks are typically light brown.
Last hour I told you about the fight on Southwest Airlines. Hey,
yeah.
Get ready to rumble. There's another story about fighting in the air. Delta Airlines passenger alleging violence from a flight attendant.
My goodness.
Here's Sue Guzman.
A Georgia man who claims he was slapped in the face by a flight attendant in front of his kids, threatening to sue the airline for $20 million, demanding airline workers undergo sensitivity training. Attorneys for Mohammed Shibli, a Palestinian Muslim, announcing the lawsuit Tuesday after the alleged incident on a recent flight from Atlanta to Fresno, California. Started when Shibli asked a flight attendant for water for his crying child. When she didn't provide it, he got it from another crew member. Words were later exchanged with the original flight attendant, resulting in the alleged slap. Delta says a crew member has been suspended while it investigates. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And a squirrel that interrupted a Yankees-Red Sox game is getting its own baseball card. The squirrel ran out onto the field during the fourth inning of Friday night's game at Yankee Stadium and interrupted play when it scampered onto the mound and got into a stare down with Yankee pitcher Max Fried. Now the Yankee Stadium squirrel has his own Topps baseball card, which shows it scurrying across the field. The card sold out quite quickly on the Topps website.
All right. That was the voice of Austin Price.
Thank you.
I'm
you're
Chris
too
Bryan.
Kind.
We'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. See you then.
You're listening to
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.